An ex says he suffered after their fight.
I got a concussion.
What facility did you go to?
I went to the nearest hospital next to me.
I would like to see your medical records with regard to the assault.
Now, will he be in a world of pain?
I did not went to the doctor.
You did not go to the doctor? You did not go to a hospital?
No.
You made it up. Is that what you're telling me?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Luis Ramos is suing his...
Order!
It's case 288 on the calendar in the matter of Ramos versus Popova.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Ramos, you and the defendant had a whirlwind courtship and then decided to move in together in February of this year. Is that right?
It was actually January.
January?
Yes.
Even a shorter relationship than I thought. And January, you decided to do something that I think is always a mistake when two people are playing house, and that is to buy a car together.
Right.
You bought a car together. It's in both your names.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
The loan is in both your names?
Yes.
So I'm going to take care of that part of the case first, because now you're not together anymore, because she found out that you were not exactly being the most faithful person in the world. You had a big fight, whatever. I really don't care about that. That's for another program. However, we have the car, and you want me to fix it. And you want me to fix it by giving you all the money you put into the car.
Correct.
The down payment, half the payments, right?
All the payments, actually.
All the payments.
Yes.
That's not going to happen. Let me tell you what you have to do with the car. What do you think you have to do with the car?
She can sell it. I don't care. She has it.
She has the car. Great. I think that that's exactly what you should do. Sell it.
Your Honor.
Listen to me. That's what you have to do. Because when you sell the car, it's going to be worth a lot less than what you paid for it, right?
Right.
Right. I'm not stupid. You know, as soon as you drive it out of the lot, it loses 20% of its value. You want her to pay 100% of its value. What you put into it on the down payment and the payments you made. And I'm telling you, this is my solution for the two of you. Sell the car. Now, what kind of a car is it? It's a
2011 Toyota Prius.
Bird, do we have a book that goes by? 2011 Prius that you paid how much for?
I paid total...
Not you. You didn't pay.
I paid for everything.
No. You both put in money for the down payment, even according to you.
No, she did not. Your Honor, okay, this woman is crazy.
Just a second. You don't want any part of him anymore, right? Because we're going to get to the rest of your lawsuit in a second,
right,
which involves assault and fighting and felony charges. We're going to get to that in a second. You have to sell the car. Do we get each other?
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor, I pay for everything.
I don't care. You play house, that's what happens. I'm not going back into your finances. You live together in an apartment.
I support her for everything.
Who cares? That's your choice. What do you want from me? It didn't work out. You supported her for everything, except emotionally maybe a little bit. Doesn't matter. We do a ridiculous thing without benefit of marriage and buy property together. It doesn't work out. And you say, well, if it was going to work out, it would have been fine. Then the car was in both our names. If you paid for everything, Mr. Ramos, and you weren't married, stop shaking your foot. If you paid for everything and you weren't married, why didn't you put the car in your name alone?
Because I didn't have a good credit and she did.
Oh, So there was a reason. And the reason was you put it in both your names, Mr. Ramos, to defraud the credit bureau. Because if you put it in your name, if you're telling me it's really my car, it would have cost you more to purchase the car, right? Would have cost really my car, wink, wink. But we won't tell the insurance company. And when all this falls apart, I'll come to court and I'll show them I paid for everything, so it's my car. Do you understand? I'm not helping you. Sell the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. How much is the Prius worth, Officer Byrd?
$14,950.
$14,000. And how much did you pay for it?
Total $20,000.
$20,000. And you put in how much?
Around $9,000.
You put in $9,000?
On that car.
Great. So that you won't owe any money. That's wonderful. And if you happen to hit a $5,000 profit, I suggest you split it and go your separate ways, because the car is in both your names. Got it? Perfect. Now, let us move on to this assault nonsense. You had a fight. What was the date of the fight, Mr. Ramos?
August 5th.
And you were arrested. Was it not August 5th?
August 3rd.
3rd. Were you arrested?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that criminal case over?
Yes, ma'am.
Shh. Looking at her, not you. It's over.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you take a plea?
Yes, guilty.
What part of eye contact don't you get? Did you take a plea?
Felony was dropped. A restraining
order was
dropped.
Felony was dropped. That you understood that very. Did you take a plea?
I take the plea. No,
you
please.
Took a plea. You took a plea to what?
Prosecutors make me offer that they're gonna drop the felony and I'm gonna.
Yes.
I don't care what the whole story was around your plea. I want you to tell me what you took a plea to. You were arrested for a felony, which involved an assault. You took a plea. What did you take a plea to?
Excuse me, ma'am, I don't understand. This is paperwork what they give me from court. Can you check? Because they have different numbers.
Did you have a lawyer?
A public attorney.
That's a lawyer. Went to law school, just as a private one. Doesn't matter whether he was public or private. There's a lawyer. Took them past the bar exam. Oh, just a minute. And you were sentenced to serve 6 days in the county jail?
Three, yes.
Just the answer is yes. Okay. So that takes care of your counterclaim, because you're counterclaiming for him filing and pressing false charges against you. And if you took a plea and served time in jail, there's no issue. The other part of your lawsuit has to do with the assault.
Correct.
How many times have you been assaulted, Mr. Ramos?
With her, the first time ever.
With anybody?
Never.
So I would like to see, before you tell me your story, I would like to see your medical records with regard to the assault.
Actually, I had to bring them.
You didn't bring them?
No.
Now, did you think you were coming to the beach today, Mr. Ramos?
No.
You were coming to court today because you filed a complaint that had two parts to it. One, car nonsense, and two, that you were assaulted for the first time in your life. So one would think that you would bring with you, if you had them, medical records to show me what your condition was, not just to tell me, but to show me.
I have a video as well.
Medical records. Do you understand?
Yes.
Medical records. What facility did you go to?
I went to the nearest hospital next to me. It was San Joseph, Mason Hills.
And?
I got a concussion.
You got a concussion?
Yes.
And is that what the medical records show?
Yes.
Then why wouldn't you bring them, Mr. Ramos?
I did not bring them.
Why not?
I missed the police. I thought I did bring them, but I didn't bring them.
Do you want an opportunity to bring them?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Great. We're going to continue this case. Go and get them. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
As I excuse, this case will be recalled.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
you get customers by advertising your product on the World Wide Web. And she posted negative comments about the ring on the internet.
Correct.
So you're suing her?
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. In a case recalled from earlier today, Luis Ramos says former girlfriend Elena Popova owes for a car and an assault. Elena claims it was Luis who assaulted her, and she is countersuing for a false arrest.
That's a recall of case number 288 in the matter of Ramos versus Popova. Parties are reminded you're still under oath.
Thank you, Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Ramos, I am advised by Officer Bird that this case was ready to be recalled despite the fact that you do not have the medical records
Correct.
That you said you were going to get.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I don't have any medical records. I just nervous.
I don't want you to. Being nervous doesn't say why you have no medical records.
I did not went to the doctor.
You did not go to the doctor?
No.
You did not go to a hospital?
No.
This hospital that you named for me, which was what hospital?
I forgot.
You forgot. You made it up. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
You forgot. You made it up?
Yes.
Okay. And when you made up the name of the hospital, did you want me to believe you?
Like I say, Your Honor, I'm very nervous, and I just, this woman is crazy.
Listen, I know people who are
nervous. I'm not suing for that. I'm suing her for loss in wages.
No. That's all part of it, Mr. Ramos. I have to see what was wrong with you, and I don't believe you anymore because you lied to me. Do you understand you lied to me?
Yes.
You lied to me. Not only did you lie to me, but you were so not nervous, you made up the name of a hospital that you went to. You made up the diagnosis of a concussion because you said, yeah, I went to the hospital and I was diagnosed with a concussion.
Your Honor, I have a video of what you
How
did to
me. How about goodbye? Your case is dismissed. Now, listen to me. Sell the car. It's in your possession?
Yes.
That's what would happen if you were two married people. Judge would say, sell the car, pay off the loan. If you have any profit, they're going to split it in two because it's in both your names. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Police arrest me because...
Because I cheated on her and...
They were thinking that I'm gonna kill him.
He just went nuts on me.
Because he was cheating on me.
He completely abused me and physically.
Because, you know, I kind of scared this relationship because...
I do not. No, never want to see her ever in my life.
Before, this relationship was important for me. Now, they're not important anymore.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Talasazan versus Williams. Step forward.
Jeweler Goel Talasazan says former customer Kimberly Williams defamed his character on the internet. Kimberly says Goel sold her a poorly made ring. She is countersuing for the cost of the ring and shipping fees.
Mr. Talasazan, how do you advertise your business?
I'm currently on eBay, I sell on Amazon, and I have my own website.
So on the internet?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have a store?
No, ma'am.
You get customers by advertising your product out there on the World Wide Web, right?
Yes.
Now, this is your complaint. You're in the jewelry business. You advertise your jewelry on the web. You sold a ring to the defendant. She was unhappy with the ring, and she posted negative comments about the ring and the workmanship on the internet.
Correct.
So you're suing her?
Yes.
Where would you like her to say that she's dissatisfied? You want her to take an ad out in the New York Times? I'm just curious. We'll get to the facts of it in a minute. But if you're out there and your business is out there drawing customers in, how do you suggest... I mean, you wouldn't mind if somebody said, I got a great ring from, what's the name of your company?
Universal Diamond Exchange.
I got a great ring and a great stone and a terrific setting from Universal. I found their product to be as it was promised. It was delivered on time and I'm totally satisfied. Would you like that?
Yes.
What are you complaining about? She wasn't satisfied. Can I see what she wrote?
Sure. I have a copy of Rip Off
Alert. Why don't you read to me what she wrote? Let's take some facts that are given. You may not agree with them. You made a ring for her. She got the ring. She wasn't satisfied, and she posted the following about her dissatisfaction on the internet. She paid you for the ring, right?
Correct.
Good. Now let me hear what she wrote. You read it.
She wrote, Goel Tala Diamonds, Universal Diamond Exchange, sold item not as pictured or as described, was cheap construction, refusing to refund $4,800. This item was sent back and replaced three times and is not quality product. Chipped stones, uneven set diamonds, and poor casting. Looks horrible.
Is that the way it looked to you? That was her opinion.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Can I see the ring? Because I don't know a lot of things. I don't know math. I don't know science. I can't spell. Diamonds, I know.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeweler Goel Talasazan is suing former customer Kimberly Williams for defaming his character on the internet.
Now, what's wrong with what she said?
What's wrong with it is that it wasn't horrible and chipped.
Just
and
said, broken. No, listen to me. She thought it was horrible. That's her perception, just as somebody would write, I loved the ring. I thought it was wonderfully constructed. She thought it was horribly constructed. She looked at the diamonds. She said they were chipped. You wouldn't mind if somebody said the stones looked perfect to me. You understand where I'm getting at?
Yes.
And she wanted her money back because she said it was shoddy construction. And you refused to send her money back. Is that true?
Correct.
There you go. She's allowed to criticize your product. You advertise your product on the internet. You throw yourself open to be criticized on the internet. It's not vicious. Just so that we understand each other. If she made something up, if she said, I got this diamond ring and it was horribly constructed, and the owner of the company has an incurable communicable disease. That you can sue her for. Do you understand?
Yes.
What she's criticizing you for is your product. And unless you can show some vicious intent on her part, which was not true, but done for some other motive, you know, you ran over her dog, and then she decided to attack you on the internet, even though the product was perfect. But there's nothing like that exists here, right? You don't know her. From a hole in the wall, she found your product on the internet, bought it. Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Great. Now I have a counterclaim, so I've resolved your claim. Now I have a counterclaim, and your counterclaim is you want your money back.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I see the ring? So while we're talking about it, I know, because I don't know a lot of things. I don't know math. I don't know science. I can't spell. Diamonds, I know. Okay. Well, now I'm going to tell you. It doesn't look bad to me. So now I want you to tell me, what don't you like about it?
The diamonds are not the quality of diamonds that are on the appraisal. It was taken to my jeweler.
Just a second. Is it GIA certified diamonds that are supposed to be on here, or these CCs?
No, those are certified diamonds, and they came with an appraisal from this from
okay.
the company.
Well, you know, did they say exactly what each diamond was? Was it VSS2, VS1? Did you send that along?
Yes, we came with an appraisal and all the information.
Let me see. I'd like to see it. What you sent.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim? And follow us on Twitter.
Now, did you ever buy diamonds before?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
I never heard of Universal Diamond Report or Joel Gala Diamond. There are two nationally recognized appraisers of diamonds. You know who they are?
Yes, ma'am.
What are they?
GIA and EGL.
Right. This is neither one of those. So if you wanted an accurate idea of what you were getting in here, that's the kind of information you would have demanded from him on a $5,000 ring.
I did ask him that they were the quality and they were clear and they were the quality that he had stated on the auction.
Terrific. The ring doesn't look bad to me because this is your counterclaim.
Yes. It has cracks in the, if you look at the casting, there's places where there's gold missing and the diamonds are set unevenly. Some of them are even like, they're not flush like an eternity band should be.
Usually happens when it's involved in a tragedy.
I have one. You know, I have one. I sort of know. You see, the reason I wouldn't buy this at an auction, and if I were going to spend almost $5,000 for a ring, I would go into a place and see what it looks like is, this is not comfortable for me. And it probably is not comfortable for you either, because you actually feel the prongs. And it's annoying, right? Is it annoying on you?
Yes, the diamonds are not set properly.
No, it's not that they're not set properly. It's that there's too much metal around it. So mine doesn't have that, because I tried it on. I went in, I tried it on. I said, you know what? This is the casting I like. This is comfortable for me. There were a lot of ones just like this. Put it on, there's a lot more metal. A lot more metal makes it look more substantial. But it bothers you. It's annoying because you feel it around here. You don't get your money back. Anything else, folks? Give her ring back. Your case is dismissed, sir. Your counterclaim likewise. Goodbye.
Pardon to excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Miss Sahagan wanted to sell a property. You moved in a pig with a cat. A realtor came in and said, there were beer cans around.
That was actually staged by them.
Judge Judy.
The band was done the first time incorrectly.
She wore the band. She damaged the band.
It was replaced. They admitted they were at fault the first time.
A band, and that she's saying that it just automatically or magically collapsed.
It was not a quality band. The second band evidently was not a quality band either.
Where it's not possible for the eternity band to collapse.
It did break, and the way they sent it back to me, it looks like it was put back together with glue.
Well, when you go and you put negative comments about a company or about an individual online.
Next time I know not to purchase anything from this company.
And even though it's unfounded and false.
And probably not online anymore. I'll stick with reputable jewelers.
Unfortunately, some people are skeptical to do business with you.